views expressed on the following program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership.
Hello to the great state of Arizona. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. Welcome to the program and welcome to FamilyValuesRadio.net. You can catch the program on the internet right now. Go there and click to listen. Hey, thank you for tuning into the program. It's Tuesday. Today's Bible study is on blood. Would you do me a favor and please pick up your telephone or your cell phone and please call somebody and tell them the radio program's on while I make a couple of quick announcements. This is Brother Mike. I am the deliverance and inner healing preacher from the House of Healing in Phoenix on 11th Street, just south of Indian School Road. We have our healing and deliverance services every Sunday night at 6 o'clock. Please come this Sunday on 11th Street and please bring someone who's sick. You can get the address and so on off the website at HardcoreChristianity.com. Before I got into the ministry, I was a certified counselor for over two decades in the Phoenix area. If you need counseling and you can't afford it, please call today at 636-5800, area code 602-636-5800. Easy number to remember for free counseling services. Please call today. The website, HardcoreChristianity.com, has a lot of very interesting and unusual teachings for our radio listeners. Don't forget about the seminar on demons, devils, and spiritual warfare. Friday night the 24th, 6 o'clock, Ramada Inn, I-17 in the freeway. I will see you then. Seminar on October 24th on demons and the spirit world. May God richly bless you. The blood. Oh, blood is important, isn't it? Whenever the van comes around, you really ought to give blood. You know that? That's a good idea, isn't it? It's a good social service, and it's just the right thing to do. You ought to donate blood to people. You may need it someday. You may be in a car accident. You may need a transfusion. I pray that doesn't happen. But if it does, or one of your loved ones needs blood, you're going to be glad you donated it. That's a good idea to donate blood. But you got to remember that human blood, my blood, human being blood, is, with the exception of my life and a couple of others, absolutely worthless. There's no possible way my blood is going to wash away a sin of a human being. It's absolutely impossible. The blood, human blood, worthless when it comes to sin. Absolutely worthless. Jehovah, the great God of the Hebrews, because of his immense love and compassion for people, had to figure out some way to wash away the sins of humanity. He couldn't just say, well, they're gone, because that would be unjust. Somebody had to pay for those sins. So God himself decided to pay for those sins on Calvary. In order to wash those sins away, somebody had to donate blood to wash them away. For example, in Leviticus 17, the Bible says, the blood makes atonement for the soul. In Hebrews chapter 9, the Bible says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sins. Wow. In order to wash away people's sins, the precious blood of God himself had to be poured out or shed to save humanity. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 5, it says, Jesus Christ is the faithful witness, the one who is firstborn out of the dead. He is the prince of the kings of the earth. That Greek word archos there means the ruler of the kings of the earth. He's the ruler of the world. Unto him that loved us and washed us from our sins in his own blood. The Greek word is haima, blood. Blood's the most wonderful thing in the world. Blood's the greatest thing that ever existed. Blood's the most precious thing in the world to a Christian. Blood. I love blood. The blood of Jesus, the precious blood of Christ, without which I would have absolutely nothing. No hope, no dreams, no future, nothing. I would be an absolutely lost, worthless, useless human being without haima, the precious blood of Jesus. In the book of Galatians in chapter 3, it says, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law because he was made a curse for us, for it is written, cursed is everyone who hangs on a tree. The Bible says in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 12, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered once into the holy place, having obtained eternal redemption for us. Redemption, lutrosis is the Greek word, and it means to purchase by paying a ransom for somebody. The blood of Jesus ransomed you from an eternity in hell. Can you believe that? That's utterly amazing. That is quite remarkable. That's what redemption means, lutrosis. He paid your ransom, my dear friend. Hebrews chapter 9, verse 13, for if the blood of bulls and goats sanctified, how much more shall the precious blood of Christ, who through the Holy Ghost offered himself without spot to God, shall he not cleanse your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Isn't that incredible? The blood of Jesus is so powerful it can cleanse a human conscience. Wow. Romans 5:11 says, not only so, but we also joy in Jehovah through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom we have now received the atonement. Katalage is the Greek word for atonement. It means reconciliation. The blood of Jesus is so powerful, it is capable of reconciling humanity to God and you personally to God. Is that incredible? I say it is. 1 Peter 1:19, for with the precious blood of Christ as a lamb without a spot or a blemish. See, that's the difference between the blood of Jesus and our blood. I was born in sin. Jesus was not born in sin. I committed sins. Jesus never committed a sin. Oh, the precious blood of Christ is without a blemish or a spot. If you sin, your blood is then tainted and is not eligible to be used to wash away sins. Romans 3:25, whom God has set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past through the forbearance of God. Propitiation, that's a great word, isn't it? You know what that word in the Greek, hilaskomai, means almost the same thing as atonement. It almost means the same thing. Gracious reconciliation. That Greek word is used in the story of the sinner and the publican. The publican and the Pharisee in Luke chapter 18. That's the same word there. Jesus justified the sinner because he humbled himself and repented, and the religious person left the church bound in sin. Wow. Romans 5, verse 8, but God commended his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Now, if Jesus loved you and died for you while you were a sinner, why do you feel God's mad at you now because you're struggling with sin and you're a born-again Christian? You see, here's a serious mistake that people make by listening to demons. The demons whisper in your ear telling you that God's mad at you, he's upset at you, he doesn't like you. He's going to send a lightning bolt to destroy you. He's going to send an earthquake to destroy America and the rest of this Tommy rot. That's not going to happen. God is not going to judge America. He's not going to destroy America. He's not going to destroy you. He's not going to blow your family up. He's trying to help you, not hurt you. God commands his love toward you in that while you were yet a sinner, Christ died for you. How much more than being now justified by his blood? Dikaiosis is the Greek word. It means to pronounce righteous through acquittal. You have been determined to be righteous, and you've been acquitted because of the blood of Jesus. You say, well, Brother Mike, I'm sinning right now. Or my friend of mine is backslidden and they're sinning and God's going to send judgment to him. No, he's not. He's trying to get through to them to get them to come home like the prodigal son. God does not judge his children. He judged them on Calvary. Now he's trying to save you. Well, is it okay for me to sin? Oh, God forbid, Paul said. If you sin, and particularly if you deliberately sin, yes, you're going to draw in demons. Yes, they're going to kick your face in. Yes, your finances are going south, your family's going south, Yes, you're going to suffer with sorrow, misery, defeat, destruction, and death. Absolutely. But it's not coming from God. It's coming from demons. It's coming from your rebellion. It's coming from your sin. Listen to me. God's not mad at you. The demons are lying to you. Come home now. You've been justified by his precious blood. The devil is destroying you right now. He's crushing you. You're sick right now. It did not come from God. The Lord is not trying to hurt you. He's not trying to destroy you. He's not trying to send you into depression. He wants to heal you. He wants to help you. The blood of Christ is still available for you. The blood will drive those demons out of your home and out of your family. God is not going to judge you. He's not going to crush you. He's trying to get to you. He's trying to save you from the devil. Ephesians 2:13, but now in Christ Jesus, you who were sometimes afar off, you are now made nigh by the blood of Jesus Christ, for he is our peace. Don't you understand? You see yourself in a negative light because you're sinning and struggling right now. Yeah, you relapsed on alcohol, you relapsed on drugs. God is not mad at you. He's weeping over you. Don't you understand that? He's crying over you. He wants to help you. He wants to deliver you. You can get healed. Call the House of Healing, for crying out loud. I see up to 6 people a day delivered from demons at the House of Healing. 602-636-5800. God wants to heal you. Ephesians 1:5, in whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. Redemption. Can you believe that? There's that Greek word again. Lutrosis, it means to buy you back by paying your ransom. That's incredible. Absolutely incredible. God's powerful blood is capable of washing your sins away. God's powerful blood is capable of forgiving you if you are a backslider. You're lukewarm, you're gutless, you're a coward, you've fallen into sin, you've relapsed. Don't worry about it. The Holy Spirit stands ready, willing, and able to sprinkle the precious blood of Christ over your soul. You do not have to go down. You do not have to die. You don't have to live in sin anymore. What do you need to do? Okay, put your pants back on. Leave him. Get out of that hotel room. Run home like the prodigal son. The Bible says he, quote, came to himself, unquote. Put that needle down. Put down the pornography and come home. The Lord is not mad at you. He is not upset. He is not angry at you. He loves you dearly. He misses you atrociously. He's weeping over you. The precious blood of Christ is waiting for you. This is Brother Mike on HardcoreChristianity.com. May God richly bless you as you come home to Jesus today. The blood is waiting, and so is my ride. I got to go. See you tomorrow.
The views expressed on the preceding program are those of the host and not necessarily those of staff, management, or ownership. This program has been sponsored by Michael W. Smith.